KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. A reminder that the shows are archived and you can go to abqconnect.online. To revisit any of the conversations we've had. Hey, want to make sure you know about this. Coming up Sunday, August 20th, this Sunday at 1 p.m., there's a park party coming to Mariposa Basin Park. That's north of Montaño on Taylor Ranch Road in Albuquerque. Bring your blankets, lawn chairs, picnic baskets, the whole family. Come on out. Enjoy the games, music, free lunch, and fellowship. The whole city. Yeah, well, you know, about 300,000 people. No, a lot more than that in the city, but I doubt Mariposa can handle that many people. But if you're listening, you're invited. We hope to see you out there. And also at the top of the hour, I mentioned relief efforts for the victims in Hawaii. Samaritan's Purse, their DC-8 left Greensboro, North Carolina, for Maui, Hawaii, just this morning with 17 tons of relief supplies. Find out more about what you can do to come alongside them and assist with the relief efforts at SamaritansPurse.org on the web. All right, let's welcome our next guest via phone. Jill is joining us from Adelante. Jill, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us and talk a little bit about the work Adelante is doing here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me on air.
So let's start with this. Jill, I know there's some people who hear Adelante, and there's several different offices around the Albuquerque area. I know that before I knew what it was, I would drive by and, oh, that's something, and there's several of them. let them know more about this nonprofit they may not be that familiar with.
Right. So Adelante has been part of the New Mexico area for 45 years, more than that, actually. But we are one of the more diverse nonprofits in New Mexico. We were started here in Albuquerque way back in 1978 to support people with autism, actually. And then that expanded into people with all different kinds of developmental disabilities, then disabilities in general. Now we support seniors, we support people with disadvantages, and we do a huge range of services for the community. We help people with disabilities and seniors connect to free wheelchairs, walkers, those kind of things. We help people connect to governmental benefits, like say they, you know, need help signing up for SNAP benefits or to get their utilities paid. Our Benefits Connection Center does that for free for people. We do senior meals in Doña Ana County, down in Las Cruces. We do the janitorial work and registration at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Artesia. We clean lots of the state's rest areas as a way to provide jobs. So, and a ton of things in the metro area, day programs, senior assisted living, like so many things.
You know,
it's like, what don't we do?
Right. You know, I was going to say
so many things.
In spite of my physique now, I was a pretty good ball player in high school. I played baseball, and we called that a utility player. If you know, you could play almost any position on the field. And there's Adelante, the utility nonprofit here in New Mexico. And actually, I know at one time I saw on a list of, if not the largest, certainly one of the largest nonprofits around the state. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like I said, we've been around a long time. And what's amazing about our team and, you know, our leadership is that if somebody says, gosh, this needs to happen in the community, you know, how can we make that work? We start looking to see if there are ways that it can be funded, if we have donors that are interested in supporting it. And we start looking about ways to make things sustainable.
Well,
you know? So we're willing to pitch in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and today our focus is going to be on another one of those storefronts that actually, until you were on last time, I didn't even know it was connected to Adelante. I don't know if on the sign there's a small Adelante somewhere, but on San Mateo here in Albuquerque, you may have seen it if you're listening. It's Diverse IT. And
Diverse IT.
I want to say, is it kind of close to across the street from Cliffs, kind of in that area?
Yeah, right across the street from Cliffs Amusement Park, next door to Subway. And it looks like just a regular old little computer repair shop. We're actually expanding that program to offer more computer repairs to the public. But what that program exists to do is we give out free computers to people with disabilities, and then we provide training to people that need it in everything from like the basics of computer operation to like certifications like Google IT professional training that helps people get jobs in the IT field. And that's part of why I wanted to be on air today.
Yeah. Well, of course, most of the nonprofits we invite onto the air, we want to encourage our listeners to go to their websites and find out more. For today, I think the best place to send people would be diverseit.org. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. That would be where they would apply for the grant, the scholarships and training we're going to be talking about. And also, if they have computers to donate, if they need some training themselves, that would definitely be diverseit.org is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, or if you have content to donate.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this exciting, these training courses that are available. Let's start with the Google IT Support Professional Certification.
Starting with the tough one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great training course that offers, it can take anywhere between 9 months to a year to finish. So it definitely takes somebody that wants to work in the tech field. We're there to support you in making sure that you finish. And it normally, like when you take this class, it's between $5,000 and $6,000, but we have solicited grants from the Encantado Foundation, which they work a lot with Sandia Labs. They would like more higher ready candidates in the STEM field, right? Technology, engineering, math, and science. And so we're helping them with the training portion for IT. So what this class teaches is sort of five major sections, everything from tech support fundamentals, helping people like fix computers, troubleshoot computers, computer networking, using an operating system as a power user, like system admin, IT infrastructure, and IT security. So it is a great initial certification for somebody who maybe they have an interest in tech, maybe they just know how to use their own computer, but they're interested in getting in that field. It is a great class to take. We're going to be doing it daily starting in early September, and it'll be like a Monday through Friday course in the early afternoons, like 1:30 to 3, I believe is the time. But they would just come to our center. All we need is their application to do it and their commitment to finish. There's an application on diverseit.org, and they can sit in on that training and graduate with a certificate without any personal expense to them.
Okay, and if someone is wondering, I wonder if I qualify to get the assistance from Adelante to go through the Google IT Support Professional certification, what would you encourage them to do?
So go to diverseit.org first and foremost. I will let you know that part of our mission is to increase diversity in the tech field. There's not a lot of women. There's not a lot of people of color. There's not a lot of people with disabilities involved. And that's one of the reasons that Encantado wanted to work with us. If you fall into any of those categories or know somebody that is, and maybe they're working in a job that they don't feel very appreciated, or maybe they didn't finish high school, and now they're sort of in their 20s wondering what they want to do. It doesn't take a high school certificate to finish this. But those are the audiences that we can provide a free scholarship for. And it's very valuable learning and a really good way to get yourself into a better paying job.
Now, when someone completes this course, is Adelante involved at all in placement?
Not 100%. We do some professional development with that course. So definitely everyone's going to graduate not only with the certificate, but some skills that employers are going to look for. We're going to help people practice with their interview skills. We're going to help people with their resumes. And certainly Encantado is interested in helping us with that as well, to give people a lot of tips and We do have a lot of supporters in the technology world, and so we can certainly make those connections for people. We're not really like officially a referral service, but we can certainly help make people connect to jobs as well.
Okay, and for those listening and thinking that, you know, I'm not tech savvy. There's just no way I can make it through. I'm not ready for a class like that. Well, the good news is one of the other courses available is Intro to Tech Training.
Right. So it's Intro to Technology. It's Intro to Tech. So that class was designed. It's only a four-week class. It's Monday to Thursday mornings. And it is, the whole goal of that is to explore your interest in technology to see if it is a field you want to get into. So maybe you don't have a lot of direction at the moment. Again, maybe like you started college but decided wasn't for you, and you're considering like making a career jump to technology. This course is designed to give you a taste of a lot of different things, everything from video and photo editing to like how to keyboard more quickly and accurately, which is essential for coding, sort of what website structure looks like behind the scenes, how you edit that, how you build it, how you add photos and text, what computer coding looks like behind video games and in other, teach some languages like Python. How to troubleshoot a computer. Like our most recent class, the students actually brought in a computer that didn't work. Somebody did, and the class worked on it together, and they fixed it, which was really cool. So if you just are interested in technology potentially, and you don't even have a lot of, I mean, it's good if you know how to turn on a computer and have some basic understanding of how a computer operates, at least from, you know, you can use the basic packages like Google Suite, or you can use, you know, you can do your email and things like that. You would still be successful in that class. Everybody ages 17 to like 45 are welcome. Again, that's being paid for by the Encantado Foundation. Normally we do charge for that class. And so can learn a lot of like a broad range of things. To gain skills for yourself personally, if you're trying to expand what you're doing in your current job, or if you want to know if you want to switch into the tech field, it's a good precursor for, you know, earning a certification or going back to college to get into computer science.
Okay, and for those listening, Jill, that they may suspect, I may not qualify for assistance from the Encantado Foundation, but they're, well prepared to pony up to go through a class like that, you know. And I don't know why this came to mind, but I thought of people like, you know, either elderly or people who maybe have been through a divorce or are, you know, still married, but it's the other spouse that was very tech savvy, and all of a sudden that other spouse isn't available to do some of those things for you, still they are available, but you want to know how to do it as well.
Right.
You know, those are all areas, wouldn't you say? And like I said, for those who, you know, they may not qualify for the Encantado Foundation assistance.
And they may not want to learn about how to edit a video, but they certainly want to know how to run their own computer. And we certainly do that as well. We've been like an ongoing basis. We provide computer training for, like whoever is interested, right? If they want to sign up. Some people actually come through Division of Oak Rehab because they're looking to get back into a career, but a lot of people just come and they pay us for one-on-one training. It's just $40 an hour. You can come and sit and ask a tech any question you have on how, you know, people came like early on in the pandemic to learn how to use Zoom, for example. Like, it's like, well, how does that work? I don't want to be the person that doesn't know how to meet with my club because I can't do it, right? Well, what do? This is what it looks like. This is what, you know, these are the steps. Some people come for just the basics of, they don't know how to use a computer at all. They can actually get one from us for $75. If you're a person with a disability, you can get one for free from us through various grants that we have. But you can come and get a computer. We'll teach you how to use it. And it's fantastic to see people become like, to go from not knowing anything to being like really understanding how to be a good digital citizen and how to do things like set up your own Google account, or people want to know how to, you know, how do I set up a Gmail account so I can email things? How do I know that I'm shopping safely online? What do I need to do? Like, how do I need, what do I need to look for? Those kind of things.
Well, if computer literacy then is something of interest to our listener, we'll leave it with this, Jill. I'm going to encourage them to go to diverseit.org. And if they have questions specifically they want to ask, address correspondence to diverseit@goadelante.org. And Joe, I'm guessing that if Adelante, some of the other things they're doing, people want to find out more about, then go to goadelante.org and find it out there. Absolutely. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if they have any questions, I mean, if they even are considering applying, they should look at the applications for both of these classes. They're, it's going to be incredible learning, and I'm really surprised our classes aren't full yet for September, but we really want to make sure we have a full cohort of people that are interested. You know, if you wonder if you can apply, just apply. You know what I mean? Let us read you out.
Yeah, right.
That's an issue, but definitely apply.
That's right. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Make the application, and let's hope for the best. And Jill, thank you again so much for your time. I know there's much more in the Albuquerque area that you serve to make this a better place to live. We appreciate what you do, what Adelante does, and look forward to having you on again soon.
Thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate it.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to find out more about an event coming up in the fall that you can participate in to help Albuquerque just be that much better a place to live. ImagineABQ.com. Information about that and the ABQ Day for 2023 coming in September. We'll let you know more next on ABQ Connect.